It's again a very good morning to Matt Ellison, our I'm No Jamie Oliver chef. Hi there, Matt.
Hi, Owen. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now tell us, what's been happening this past week? I know you've been renovating and had some fun and games, but besides that, what's been happening?
Well, it's, as I said, yeah, the renovation has been the main thing. It's been tricky to cook, obviously, without a kitchen, and we're quite literally living now with the fridge in the lounge. We've, you know, washing our dishes in the bathroom, and my son's room has become the pantry, so I've had to almost draw out a layout of my home to try and navigate where we went to where we put things. So that's made cooking somewhat hard, but we've tried to sneak in a couple meals as a roving chef. So I cooked last week, pork chow mein for my in-laws over at their place. We're actually shooting off there now. I've been running around trying to find radishes to do for us on a Tuesday. I know there's this thing at the moment with meat-free Mondays, but for us it's just happened to be a Tuesday where our household tries to not have meat at least one day a week. And so tonight is our veg day. So I'm actually doing a tofu stir-fry with noodles. And so I've been running around trying to get that. And then on Thursday, I've got a friend of ours that just had a little baby boy, and so we're going to go cook a meal for them in their home. So I've tried to rove around, and in between that, we've kind of been, you know, getting takeaway meals, which is not takeaway, but rather microwavable meals and things like that. It's not the greatest, especially when you're used to cooking every day, but we're just trying our best to kind of manage and maintain the situation of, you know, dealing with the renovations.
Mm. Now tell me, what do you guys do with your compost?
What do we do with the compost? Well, all the food scraps, the vegetable food scraps, we've had a worm farm for several years. We basically recycle everything from papers, plastics, glass, and separate that. So with recycling and our green ethos, we've been doing that for years. And with the kitchen scraps as well, as long as we've got a worm farm, but you have to be still somewhat selective. You can't feed worms any meat products. Firstly, it'll make it smell, the compost heat smell, and also the worms aren't designed to digest meat and fatty foods. So generally, we don't feed them anything like that. So they get all the vegetable scraps, that kind of thing. They also don't like a lot of citrus, so we don't give them things like oranges and lemons, those kind of things that you should keep away. And I found as well, they don't particularly like onions and garlic. Not that they won't eat it, I just found that they are somewhat subdued by the smell, and I've noticed that they don't seem to eat as healthily if it's there. I mean, I tried it a while ago, and I removed them, and I found that the worms ate the food a lot quicker with those. So you've got to be careful, and you've also got to be careful about the worms for anyone who's interested in starting an earthworm farm. Typically, you know, the earthworms that are in the ground, we call those night crawlers. They're bigger worms, and they actually burrow into the ground, but most of the worms that deal with vegetable matter, heaped vegetable matter, the most popular is called the red wriggler. And you actually need to, you know, you can't just start digging up your garden and throw, you know, night crawlers into a compost heap, you know, and hope that they'll, you know, go through it, because their natural instinct is to burrow down. So you want red wrigglers to start off a farm. And it's really easy, and it's really, the vermi tea or, you know, kind of wee, as they call it as well. It's great for, you know, worm wee is the other name for it. You mix that, and I normally mix one is to four, so one bit of vermi tea for every four parts of water in a watering can, and it's amazing. It's a liquid fertilizer, completely organic, and it really just helps the garden grow.
Right, yeah, we had a worm farm until it got flooded out and they all died.
You got to keep it. That's the other thing I wanted. You have to keep it. Ours is actually raised off the ground, so we've got ours on bricks, so obviously that keeps it. It's in a sheltered area, so the rain can't get to it. The other thing is sun as well. Obviously, the most of these worm farms are a dark green or black, you know, and obviously that attracts, you know, kind of heat quite a bit. So by putting it in the midday sun, you'll probably cook the worms as well.
Right.
So you really want to try and keep it in a sheltered area, out of harm's way from both the sun and the rain, or just generally the elements.
Right. Well, we'll chat with you again next week, see how the kitchen is doing, how far along you are, and what the latest meal you've cooked. But thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, Wayne.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
And if you'd like to read Matt's blog, I'm No Jamie Oliver, it's found at imnojamieoliver.com. That's imnojamieoliver.com.